10. It sounds like we got some more snow on the way. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. The Tories won Ontario's snap provincial election. It's the third major government win for Doug Ford and the PCs. The biggest change of the night was for the Liberals, who won enough seats to regain official party status for the first time since 2018. But leader Bonnie Crombie did not win a seat. The NDP will again form the official opposition, but with a reduced seat count. It's the final day of February and we're in for more wintry weather. A winter weather travel advisory is in effect, impacting today's commute home from work and school. The snow is expected to begin this afternoon and last through the evening. The GTA could see 5 to 10 centimeters of snow. The 97th Academy Awards will be handed out this weekend. Emilia Perez leads the nominations with 13, while Wicked and The Brutalist tied for second place with 10 nominations each. Comedian Conan O'Brien will host the show, airing Sunday night at 8 on ABC. In sports, Leafs face the Rangers tonight at 7. Raptors take on the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today, windy with widespread afternoon snow lasting through the evening. A high of plus 2. Tonight, low minus 6 and a wind chill of minus 12. Saturday, windy with some morning light snow possible, and then sun and cloud with a high of minus 6. Right now it's minus 4, feels like minus 9. On the East 401, approaching Highway 25, it looks like the left lane is now blocked with a collision. The vehicle is facing the wrong way, so look out for that. West 401 in the Port Hope area, approaching Wesleyville, we've got the two right lanes closed for a truck fire cleanup. And in Whitby, eastbound Highway 7 at Highway 12, the right lane is closed. That's for a collision.
Man, that short work week last week feels like a long time ago, doesn't it? That 4-day work week was nice though. Would you rather work 4 days, 10 hours each, or the regular 5-day, 8-hour work week that we currently do? We're playing Would You Rather right after Earth, Wind, and Fire. Good morning. It is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Happy Friday. Cold start at minus 10 right now, and we are looking at about 5 centimeters of snow today.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI.
I don't know why, but this feels like a long week. Anyone else?
Yes.
It does, right?
I don't know why. It feels so long.
Maybe it's because we've been without Pooja the last couple of days. She deals with a sick child, or I don't know. It just feels like
it's just winter
dragging on.
Mm-hmm.
Just the puddles everywhere, the slush everywhere. Yeah. Having to put on your dog's boots every time you want to take them outside. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, that 4-day work week we had, it was just last week. Doesn't that feel like...
What?
I know. Doesn't it feel like it was months
ago? Yeah, it does. It feels like it was in January.
Yeah. That 4-day, honestly, right? That was sweet, though. That 4-day week, it really just cuts into a week nicely when you don't have to work Monday. Mm-hmm. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news, because I don't know about you guys. I always do this. Like, after you finish a stat or a short week, I'm always like, oh, when's the next one?
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, look it up.
Yep.
It shocked me how far away we are from the next short week stat holiday.
Well, today's the last day of February.
Mm-hmm.
Is there not one in March?
There's not one in March this year.
Ew.
The next one is Good Friday, which is late this year. Good Friday is Friday, April 18th.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Why is Easter so late?
I don't know. So it's basically, it's 2 months, because Family Day was what, like the 17th or whatever? Like, it's 2 months between.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
So we need, what you're saying is we need something in March.
We absolutely need something in March. St. Patrick's Day. Let's make
that let's just take it off.
A stat holiday. But it
day after St. Patrick's Day.
Veteran move. I like that. It did get me thinking, though, because, like, you're already at work anyways. Would it be, and I know this is a complete hypothetical, but like, if you could just stick around at work an extra 2 hours and be productive, would you do that if it meant you worked a 4-day week? So basically what I'm asking is, you still work 40 hours, but would you rather do 4 days, 10 hours each, or just keep the current setup, which is 5 days times 8 hours?
I already do that. So do I get an extra day off?
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I would totally do that.
I would do that because you're here anyways.
Yeah.
Like, the whole process of getting up for work, getting ready for work, packing food.
What day would you want off? The Friday, the Monday, or like a Wednesday, like midweek?
Honestly, beggars can't be choosers, so I would take whatever. But like, if I could pick, probably the Monday.
Yeah.
Just because that means you don't get the case of the Sundays.
I'm trying to think what stat holidays usually fall on a Monday. So would you take the
Sometimes
Friday?
Sometimes they naturally fall on a Monday, or they just punt them. Like, they give you sort of the day that's closest to it. But
I might do Friday, because we usually get Monday.
But the vibe in here on Friday is so silly and ridiculous.
I know. That's why. Oh, I get what you're saying.
I wouldn't want to miss out on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
I'll take Thursday.
I'll trade Monday or Tuesday vibe.
Yeah, it's random.
That's so random. I love that. Okay, you know what? Why don't we let you decide?
Five calls.
Decide it all.
We love playing Would You Rather. This is a five calls decide it all. Would you rather? Would you rather work 4 days, 10 hours each, or would you just keep the current setup at 5 days times 8 hours? Five calls, decide it all. Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
You're beautiful, more beautiful than the first day we met. It's magical, and I love you more each day with every breath. When I look at you, I can see forever in your eyes. When I fell for you, you caught me like I was a falling star. You know it's true. I wanna be with you no matter where you are. I already knew that we were always meant to be. You're a superwoman in so many ways. Powerful, you're a vision of what perfect is to me. And you do it all with a smile upon your face. Yeah. And I promise you, I'll never ever make you cry. And tell the truth, we'll never ever speak one lie.
Yeah.
comes naturally to me. I don't even have to try, it flows effortlessly. I knew right when I saw you that we were meant to be, baby. You're everything to me.
Loving you
is just like a sweet melody. It comes to me so naturally. It's easier than 1, 2, 3.
CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frajascatos. On the East 401, approaching Highway 25, the left lane is closed. That's all for a collision. West 401 in the Port Hope area, approaching Wesleyville, we still have those two right lanes closed off for a truck fire cleanup. It's causing delays in that area. From delivering gas to delivering savings on dinner, take a CAA membership along the way to enjoy delicious discounts from restaurants across Canada. Learn more at joincaasco.com.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI, and I want to know, we're doing a five calls decide it all. Would you rather work a four-day work week if it meant 10 hours per day? Or would you rather keep the current setup most of us have 5 days a week times 8 hours? Five calls decide it all. Call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
Did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $15 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Fred or Samara, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
Did you know that if you're 50 or older, RSV may be serious for you? Help protect yourself with Arexvy, Canada's first RSV vaccine. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Arexvy. Arexvy is a vaccine that helps protect adults 50 to 59 years old at increased risk and adults 60 years and older from lower lung disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. 100% protection, not guaranteed. Adverse events may occur. Visit Arexvy.ca.
Rev up your ride with Rona Plus North Brampton. Starting March 1st, discover the all-new Auto Shack aisle, exclusively at Rona Plus North Brampton. Backed by the Auto Shack staff, you'll find quality auto parts at competitive prices. Whether it's brakes, side mirrors, struts, shocks, or radiators. From your driveway to your home, Rona Plus North Brampton and Auto Shack have you covered. Come this Saturday, CHFI will be live on location from 9 till 1. Auto parts made simple, only at Rona Plus North Brampton. 10111 Heartlake Road.
I love reality TV on Pluto TV.
Same, and I love that it's free.
It gives me the freedom to watch MTV's Are You the One.
I'm totally free to watch The Challenge.
I'm free for Jersey Shore.
Dance Moms, I'm free all day.
Ink Master, I'm free all night.
With dozens of free reality shows, you are totally free to watch what you love on Pluto TV. Pluto TV. Stream now. Ain't ever.
Roll Up to Win is back at Tim Hortons, and you've got a shot at millions of prizes, like the all-new, all-electric 2025 Volkswagen ID. Buzz. Play on the Tim's app until March 23rd. Rules apply, Canada only. No purchase necessary. Visit the Tim's app for details.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with Thompson Towers, the tallest towers in Milton, located steps from the GO station and featuring stunning designs with generous amenity spaces. Suites start from the low 500s. Visit greenpark.com and buy now.
What do you want your new kitchen to be? The possibilities are almost infinite. Traditional, industrial, retro, transitional, contemporary, visionary. Appliance Canada, where it begins with appliances, has the answer. Whichever style you choose, Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances will fit in beautifully to enhance any design. But first, you need inspiration, a vision. Come into any of our locations to find out more, or visit appliancecanada.com today for your home, for your life.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Love the 90s tour is back, featuring Vanilla Ice, Sugar Hill Gang,
I said a hip, hop, the hip, hop,
Two Live Crew, and Color Me Bad. It's the return of the I Love the 90s tour. Friday, April 18th, Casino Rama Resort. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
We're doing a 5 calls, decide it all. Would you rather work a 4-day work week if it meant 10 hours a day, or would you rather keep the current setup, 5 days times 8 hours? You're going to decide it all right after Nelly Furtado.
five calls?
Decide it all.
All right, five calls decide it all. Complete hypothetical. I'm still in the afterglow of that short work week we had last week where we only had to work 10 days. Thanks, Family Day. And it got me thinking, would you rather work a four-day work week if it meant you had to work 10-hour days compared to the regular five-day, eight-hour work week? What do you think? Five calls decide it all. Jim from Scarborough.
4 by 10. When you asked about Monday or Friday or Wednesday, I've done the Monday off and I've done the Wednesday off.
Ooh, that's nice.
And my choice would be the Wednesday off.
Yeah.
A midweek break. Then you're just working too many 2 day weeks. That's kind of nice. Yeah. Hey, Jim, your vote's been counted.
Have a great day.
You do. Michelle from Colburn, would you rather do 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours?
4 days, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. No.
Okay, I like that.
Sorry, that was so sad.
We like some sass on a Friday morning here. You don't think the 2 hours would be too long and cumbersome?
No, I don't think so. If it means you get an extra day off.
I feel like a lot of us are already doing extra work, so it's not going to make a difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you count?
I was kind of thinking that, but it would have added to the sass. My work days are already 10 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you deserve the 4 day week. Michelle, your vote's been counted. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Hyman, friend of the show. So would you rather work 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours?
I'll do 4 days times 10 hours.
Yeah, I think so. That's a popular choice, right?
Yes, definitely. And as Steph said, I'll choose the Friday off because most holidays fall on a Monday.
Yeah.
I love that. And Hyman, you drive for a living, right? So, I mean, you're having fun in the car. You're listening to CHFI. It's all good.
Every morning.
Love it, buddy. Your vote's been counted. Thanks, Hyman.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Todd from Sudbury. Nice to hear from you from the Big Nickel. So, Todd, would you rather go 4 times 10 or 5 times 8?
You almost, you took the words out of my mouth, Gurdeep. I work 4 tens currently.
Okay.
And I take Mondays off. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice knowing on Sunday that you have another day off.
Yeah.
Right? Well, everyone else...
I thought like Friday, everyone's in a good mood. It's, you know, it's a good day, stuff like that. Mondays kind of suck. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, while everyone is got the Sunday scaries and is stressing, like Sunday at 8 p.m., you're just chilling. You're putting on another episode of Severance. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Todd, your vote's been counted. Thanks, bud.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Mitchell from Oshawa, you tell us, would you rather work 4 days times 10 hours or 5 days times 8 hours?
4 days times 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how come?
Long weekend and I don't have to be at work as much.
Yeah, I think this one is pretty unanimous. Mitchell, thanks. Your vote's been counted.
Thanks very much, guys.
Well, turns out that one wasn't that controversial.
No.
Or contentious.
Yeah. But you know what? I like what you had said while we were in commercial break. You were saying it would be a little bit more dramatic if it was 5 days at 6 hours.
Yeah, maybe we had to tip the scales a little more. So,
but I still think for me, I would still choose the 4 day work week because I need that extra day to not be at work. So you get a full day off.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against the 4 day work week. Just having that whole extra day where your brain can compartmentalize and not even get into work mode. There's some value in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 5-0. All of you. All of
Surprise!
The GTA. This is a small sample size, but all of the GTA, we're going to say, wants the 4 day work week. Powers that be, let's make it happen.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. Every word you say. did you cry, but then remembered
Time for Moments That Matter, celebrating Black History Month.
Did you know? Garrett Morgan, an African-American inventor, changed the world with his creations. He invented the three-position traffic signal in 1923, making roads safer for everyone. He also developed a safety hood, an early version of the gas mask, which saved countless lives. Garrett Morgan's brilliance paved the way for innovation and safety concepts we still rely on today.
Moments That Matter. 98.1 CHFI is a proud supporter of Black History Month.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
Take a winter getaway and warm up to winter in the rolling hills of Caledon with Millcroft Inn and Spa. The luxurious accommodations of the historic Millcroft Inn and Spa await. Embrace the outdoors in the hot spring pool or heated outdoor pool and warm up with a specialty coffee in the lounge and fine dining. Pamper yourself and sink into tranquility in Millcroft's renowned spa. Book your warm up to winter getaway today at the Millcroft Inn and Spa. Visit Millcroft.com.
At Cora, we know that families that agree on everything...
Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
...don't exist. At least not until now. With the new Dish to Share at Cora. Get something everyone can agree on. Finally. Take your pick from omelets, waffles, pancakes, and meats served on a plate to share. Perfect for getting along, right?
Totally.
Yep.
On until April 6th in dining rooms, takeout, and delivery. I do breakfast at Cora Breakfast and Lunch with the new Dish to Share.
Behind every drop of water in Toronto, there's a story of unseen heroes and their unwavering commitment to public health. QP Local 416 members oversee the treatment and distribution of over 1.5 billion liters of water each day. Join us in recognizing the essential services our heroes in Toronto Water for generations have delivered daily and help preserve access to safe, clean, abundant water for all. Learn more at local416.ca/waterforall.
Yeah, yeah, it's rap game night, let me set the scene. Got front row seats to go and watch the team. Three after three, raps win the game. Woo. We gotta celebrate with a familiar name. Yeah. Roll up to Mickey D's, my first in line. I see the 95 McFlurry, gotta make it mine. Walk up to the counter, the words I speak.
Hey boss, can I get one of those frozen treats?
It's the 95 McFlurry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's restaurants in Ontario.
McFlurry!
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
You got your nearly impossible question coming up at first at 6:31 and minus 9. Here's Eva.
Good morning. The snap election paid off for Doug Ford. Ford and the Progressive Conservatives won a third straight majority government, making him the first premier to win three straight majorities since 1959. Elections Canada says not even half of eligible voters turned out to cast a ballot yesterday. Marit Stiles and the Ontario NDP will serve another term as the official opposition, while the Liberals will have party status in the legislature for the first time since 2018. February is giving us one final snowfall. Environment Canada has issued a winter weather travel advisory as an Alberta clipper brings snow to the GTA. The heaviest snowfall is expected this afternoon and early evening, impacting the afternoon commute. We could see a total of up to 10 centimeters. It's Oscar weekend. Emilia Perez, Wicked, and The Brutalist are among the top nominees heading into the 97th Academy Awards. Comedian Conan O'Brien will host the show, airing Sunday night at 8 on ABC. In sports, Leafs face the Rangers tonight at 7 and the Raptors take on the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. Today, windy with snow, a high of plus 2. Tonight, low, minus 6. Wind chill, minus 12. Saturday, windy with some light snow in the morning and then sun and cloud, a high of minus 6. Right now, it's minus 4. Feels like minus 9. On the eastbound side of the 401, you're going to find approaching Highway 25. The left lane still blocked. This is all because of a collision. Tow truck is now on the scene. It's busy from east of Guelph Line. West 401 through the Port Hope area, approaching Wesleyville. We've got the two right lanes still closed. That's all because of a truck fire cleanup. And East Gardner, east of York, the right lane is now blocked. That's all for a stalled vehicle.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Well, unfortunately, no Pooja today. She is still at home, unfortunately, with sick child. We hope everyone's feeling better soon there, Pooja. But we roll on with your nearly impossible question. Here it is. About 5 million people globally have this in common. About 5 million people globally have this in common. The world population is like 8 billion. 8 billion with a B.
So it sounds like a lot, but
it's really not.
It's not.
About 5 million with an M people globally have this in common. What do you think it is? Give us a call. The lines are open. 416-872-2434. That's 416-872-CHFI. We'll get some of your guesses right after MJ.
You want.
The Nearly Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is. About 5 million people globally have this in common. It's not a very big number, 5 million people globally. They have this in common. What do you think it is? Let's go to Skittles in Scarborough.
My guess, I think 5 million people would have, I think, red hair.
Okay, you think there's 5 million gingers in the world. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
It's not the right answer, though, Skittles.
Darn.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Colleen from Hamilton, give us your guess.
I'm thinking it's people are left-handed.
People are left-handed. That would be a lot of left-handed content on the show this week because we had a left-handed question yesterday. Colleen, it's a great guess, but that's not it.
Oh, well, have a great day.
You too. Rosa from Toronto, hit us with your guess.
So my guess is they share the same name.
Share the same name. About 5 million people share the same. You think there's 5 million Roses out there?
Maybe. You never know.
Rosa, great guess. It's not the one we're looking for, though.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Joey in Niagara Falls, do you have a guess for us?
Ginger hair.
Popular guess, Joey, but that's not it.
Okay.
Have a good one, bud. Okay, so about 5 million people globally have this in common. Chris from Bolton texting in saying, is it that they have an extra digit on their hands or feet?
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, that is a thing.
Yep.
5 million, again, small number globally, so it's a good guess. It's not the right answer. I know this could be a lot of things, so let me focus you in a little bit. I'll give you a clue here. So about 5 million people globally have this in common. Here's your hint. Look at the calendar.
Oh, that's a good hint.
It's a good hint. Look at the calendar.
Say no more.
Say no more. Although I gave you this hint and you were like, huh?
Well, what do you mean? It after I know, but I still got it. Now that I know it, I'm like, hey, good hint.
You're always quick to react. Yeah. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
Forget about the world, 'cause it's gone.
Gurdeep Show. We are just minutes away from CHFI Perfect Recall. We're going to open the window for you at 7 o'clock. What does that mean? You listen to the four songs we play. You write them down. If you are caller 16, when we close the window, you get your chance to win your share of $50,000. Also, if you're listening to CHFI this weekend, we got bonus songs for you on Saturday and Sunday. Track those as well, because on Monday at 7 and 8 a.m. with Pooja and I, you could win $1,000.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Frajiscatos. On the westbound 401 at Port Hope area, approaching Wesleyville, we've got the two right lanes closed for a truck fire cleanup, so still a bit of a delay through there from about west of Toronto Road. West QEW ramp to Dixie, that's closed for a collision. East Gardner, east of York, the right lane is now closed off. That's also all because of a collision. From recharging your battery to recharging your living room with their home decor partners, take a CAA membership along the way and enjoy savings. Learn more at joincaasco.com.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Can't find the latest episodes of your favorite HGTV, Discovery, and Food Network shows? Rogers Xfinity TV has the newest seasons of the top-rated shows on these popular channels, while other providers are no longer including them in their TV lineup.
If your TV provider doesn't carry these channels, you're missing out on new seasons of Celebrity IOU, Hometown, Beat Bobby Flay, Expedition X, and more.
Don't be fooled by the other channels pretending to be these networks you know and love.
Get the latest with Rogers Xfinity TV at Rogers.com.
We all want to plan for retirement, but sometimes life has other plans. Kids, career changes, renovations, and repairs. Just know you're not alone, and it's never too late to start planning. Visit Canada.ca/retirement to explore public pension programs, calculators, quizzes, tools, and more to help you plan for a financially secure retirement. A message from the Government of Canada.
This ranch is under attack. Our whole way of life is under attack.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus, The Return of 1923, a Yellowstone origin story.
Family is in danger, and I don't have time.
Starring Academy Award winner Helen Mirren and Academy Award nominee Harrison Ford.
I pray Spencer can get here.
This fight ain't over.
Anything worth having is worth fighting for.
1923, Season 2, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved. Oh.
9 renos completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario.
Estrogel, brought to you by Organon. Talk to your doctor and visit estrogel.ca.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot too at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save on Canada's most reliable internet. Get Rogers Xfinity Internet and be ready to do more everything.
Dad's classic joke. I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. You'd roll your eyes, but it always made you laugh. And it still does, even after he's gone. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
Don't let winter linger. Escape to sunshine and paradise with iTravel2000.com's Spring Vacation Sale, where you can save up to $2,000 on your next sunny getaway. Leave the cold behind and find your beach paradise with big savings today. Don't wait. Your perfect escape awaits. Book today at iTravel2000.com. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com. Dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL and get away for less.
Canada isn't just where we live. It's who we are. Strong, resilient, proud. Every time you buy from a Canadian business like this, you feel that strength.
When you shop with Lazy Boy of Southern Ontario, you're not just buying furniture. You're supporting Canadian jobs, families, and local charities. Your furniture purchase helps strengthen our communities and improve lives. We are as dedicated as ever at providing you with top-quality home furnishings at outstanding value.
Shop Canadian, the true North, strong and free.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak startup funding and comprehensive game plans. We've mastered made-to-measure growth and expansion advice, and we can talk your ear off about transferring your business when the time comes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
Beautiful for every season. Save over 45% at TSE on the Brian Bailey Funnel Neck Poncho Cardigan. Today's showstopper at TSE.ca. Exciting offers every day.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Let's see if we can get the answer on this one. I gave out a pretty juicy hint. About 5 million people globally have this in common. And I said, hint, look at the calendar. Carrie in Bowmanville, what do you think?
They are born on the same day.
You're very close. You're right in the ballpark, but it's not technically correct. If you think of something more specific, give us a call back.
All right. Thank you.
Bill from Brantford, hit us with your guess.
I'm thinking we're born in a leap year.
You got it! Bill, you nailed it. 5 million people globally all share the same birthday of February 29th.
Well, I just thought the month tomorrow. Today's the last.
That's right.
I have a friend that's born that day, so there you go.
Right, so they're only a quarter of their actual age, huh?
That's right.
Bill, it's not a leap year this year, but you nailed it. Well done. Okay. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
If you wanna be my lover.
That's Spice Girls on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Remember, CHFI Perfect Recall. We're opening up that window in 7 minutes. Your chance to win your share of $50,000.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Okay, so it was National Retro Day. And Steph, you actually had something of a retro moment recently, and it left your kids calling you cringe.
I feel like I'm constantly having retro moments with them and realizing how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really thought this was a big deal because my parents used to say it. I even heard like older generations saying it too. So we were talking about something, and I don't remember the specific conversation, but I leaned over and I went, knock on wood.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but I was like, I didn't want it to happen. So I was like, knock on wood.
Sure. As we all do.
And they both looked at me and they're like, ew, what are you doing? And I was like, what? I go, why? What'd I do? And then they started imitating me and they're like, knock on wood. Knock on wood. I was like, what? And I was like, wait a minute. Wow. What is happening
so
right
now?
So
they have no idea that knock on wood is like, you know, like asking for a bit of luck or,
right, or like
it's
it doesn't
on your
happen.
Side, hoping, yeah.
And they just looked at me. I were like, and I thought they were joking at first. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, knock on wood. And they just kept doing it. I was like, what is wrong with you guys?
Remind us the ages of your kids.
My daughter just turned 15 mm-hmm. and my son's going to be 13 in the summer.
I had no idea that the younger generation didn't know that was not a thing. I might try this with my nephews and see if they know what I'm... Although I feel like when they don't know what I'm... They just kind of like brush it off. They don't say anything. They don't call me cringe. They just sort of probably internalize it and go, what the heck's he talking about?
And then like, I think it was like later that night or the very next day, we were talking about something else and I agreed with him and I was like, oh, I go ditto. And like instantly they both looked at me again. They're like, ew, what is that now? Like, who says that? And I'm like, what? I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what ditto means? I'm like, it means also like me too.
What?
I'm like, man, what is happening?
Why does it get an ew though? Like, what's gross about it?
No,
why doesn't it get a, hey mom, what does that mean?
I don't know, because everything I do is cringe because I'm old and retro.
The ditto one surprises me less. That one I'm like, okay, would kids know ditto? Maybe, maybe not. Knock on wood.
But like, it's not like it's like these are sayings from the 90s where it's like, you know, gnarly or gag me with a spoon. I'm like, these are old... continued sort
I
of
I don't
like,
think you're helping your case.
I don't
the fact that they're dustier doesn't make them
I know, but they're more common. It's not something that was like
more,
in the moment.
They are more common. Like they, you know, like they've survived through the it's not like don't have a cow, which was big in the 90s and then like disappeared. That knock on wood you hear all the time.
I know. Well, apparently it was weird, and then they had to like imitate me knocking on wood. Knock on wood.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, Tef, I hope you take some comfort in the fact that you are not alone.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sure that most parents have kids who either find them embarrassing or
right.
found them embarrassing at a certain stage.
Right.
Right? Okay. This is what we want to know. Help us out here. What sayings don't your kids understand? Popular sayings, you've probably said them your whole life, and your kids don't understand them. Knock on wood, ditto. I'm sure if you said don't have a cow, they would probably find that extremely cringy.
Yeah.
Give us a show. We want to hear from you. What sayings don't your kid understand? Your kids understand. 416-872-CHFI.
Friday night, don't dance like Michael and sing like Whitney.
Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Doug Ford's Progressive Conservatives won a third majority government last night.
I thank you for being here, for sharing this incredible moment with me.
Ford says the people of Ontario have answered his call for a strong mandate to fight against U.S. President Donald Trump and his tariff threats. The NDP retained official opposition status while the Liberals gained enough seats to regain official party status in the legislature. According to Elections Ontario's website, there was about a 45% voter turnout. A cool view in the sky tonight as the planets align for the first time until 2040. All seven planets will be visible at about 6:15 p.m. this evening, with Saturn and Mercury starting to disappear on the horizon around 6:40. If you don't have a telescope, only Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will be visible to the naked eye. In sports, Leafs face the Rangers tonight at 7. Raptors take on the Bulls tonight at 8. CHFI weather. We've got a winter weather travel advisory in effect. Today, windy with widespread afternoon snow lasting through the evening.